Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, in 1 week, voters go to the polls in the UK general election. Northern Ireland will elect 18 out of 650 MPs to the House of Commons. The parties are locked in constituency battles, particularly in East Belfast, where DUP leader Gavin Robinson is in the political fight of his life with Alliance leader Naomi Long. Defeat for the DUP in its East Belfast heartland would be hugely symbolic and a bitter blow for unionism. Our reporter Una Kelly has been asking people there what's on their minds as they decide how to vote.
Well, as an old age pensioner, I'm disabled. The hospital crisis is absolutely top. It has to be there because we can't go those waiting lists. We need the staff to get paid the proper wages and everything.
How does that affect which party you might vote for?
At the moment, I'm very watching what they're bringing out, you know, and what they're... It's so easy living in Belfast. It's either the orange or the green, you know what I mean? But we have to realise what is more important for our children and my grandchildren to come up in.
Does stuff like an Irish Sea border matter to you at all?
Not at the moment. This is quite a Protestant area we're in. The most priority is we have to live in society together.
Have you decided how you're going to vote?
Not quite at the moment. I have a very good friend in the Alliance and I have a very good friend in the DUP and in the Unionists, so it's quite... I'm not sure, I have to think.
What's important to Unionists is the Union. We intend to remain British. You take the Alliance, they don't know where they are. They're everything. They're all things to all people. But they themselves aren't prepared to come out and say where they stand. And the most important thing for people, whether you come from a nationalist community or a Unionist community, is where you stand in relation to your nation.
And in this election in East Belfast, it seems it's a battle between the DUP and Alliance.
The way you get the situation is, the middle class unions, they didn't really suffer much. They live in areas where they never had trouble come to their door. But in the working class unions areas, certainly plenty of trouble came to their doors. These people, it's easy for them to say, oh, we'll vote Alliance, look, they want peace. Everybody wants peace, only a lunatic wouldn't. But at the end of the day, is it going to be peace at any price? Because that won't work. Gavin could suffer. Naomi Long has the middle class vote. I dare say the Nationalist Republic is in the short strand because it would be suit them for to put an Alliance in. They'd probably come out and vote for Naomi.
I don't believe in any of them, to be honest. That's why I don't vote. I wouldn't vote for the DUP due to recent events. Wouldn't vote for Sinn Féin simply because I don't want to become a United of Ireland.
And what's important to you? Like, what would you like people to fix?
Stop the hate crime. Just get on like a big happy family.
Is that a real problem in around Belfast at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. Especially with religious ways of where we are and then obviously down the road.
You mean as in people being physically attacked in sectarian ways?
Or definitely. Yeah. People are just scared and don't speak up.
The health service is an important thing. I don't really think too much about the constitutional side of things here. It's not important for me. Thinking about like gay rights, trans rights, things like that are important as well, and a party's view on those. So I imagine that most people still vote along the old orange and green lines. And there is an issue with just some areas not having enough of a breadth of candidates as well to be able to vote for different things. I'm a big fan of the Alliance Party. They'd get my vote. The DUP just seemed stuck in the past to me. So I'm hoping that Naomi Long will get the win.
And the thoughts of people in East Belfast there have been given to our reporter, Una Kelly. Now I'm joined by journalist Amanda Ferguson on the line. Amanda, good morning to you.
Good morning.
There are a fair number of seats in the upcoming contest that are a foregone conclusion, but the battle to become the MP for East Belfast is between the two party leaders of the DUP and the Alliance. Who's going to win it?
It depends what unionist voters decide to do on the day. There are seven candidates in East Belfast, but it really is between Naomi Long for Alliance and Gavin Robinson for the DUP. Now, the TUV represents that hardline unionist vote, that anti-protocol Windsor framework, return to Stormont type vote. So how strong that is will have a bearing on this. We know that Sinn Féin stood aside in this constituency, and I think Conor Murphy, their director of elections, said that they were urging voters to vote for progressive candidates, which is being interpreted as a vote for Naomi Long. But this constituency is a real grudge match between Naomi Long and Gavin Robinson. They've gone head to head on three previous occasions, with Gavin Robinson emerging as the winner. However, Naomi Long famously took the seat in 2010 from the previous DUP leader, Peter Robinson, and I think that Alliance would really like would like it back, and they're hoping that their recent surge leads to that return. And it is kind of the most the seat that's under the most jeopardy probably for the DUP, because they're under pressure on a range of fronts, including the post-Brexit trade-in arrangements, the suggestion that the previous DUP leadership oversold the deal that returned the party to Stormont. They also have that sort of non-unionist vote that may want to perhaps punish them for the previous impasse that we had that saw Stormont only return in the last few months. And Gavin Robinson has only been in that leadership role kind of unexpectedly because of the ongoing court case against the former DUP leader. So they are feeling the pressure there, but how much the TUV wants to punish the DUP, or how much the TUV support base wants to punish the DUP in favour of Alliance slipping through to win that seat remains to be seen.
Right. Gavin Robinson won this seat in 2019 by just 1,800 votes, which isn't huge, but it is still significant. So as you say, the TUV could have an impact on that vote, but if he were to lose it, that would be another leader for the DUP gone. They've had quite the changeover. It'd be a huge blow, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's been four DUP leaders in the last 3 years, so it's definitely been a period of turmoil for the lead party of unionism within Northern Ireland. I think in Gavin Robinson's favour, he's a younger generation within the DUP. He's viewed as quite likeable and rational and reasonable. So it is going to be what the public have what their verdict is on the fallout from the court case, what their verdict is on the post-Brexit trade-in arrangements and Stormont being returned. And then also if there's a suggestion that those non-unionist votes would coalesce around Naomi Long. However, the last time that we had this election in 2019, there were just three candidates, the DUP, Alliance and the Ulster Unionists. And as you said, there was something like, 1,800 votes or so between them. This time around, we do have the SCLP in the mix. There's an independent candidate, TUV, Green and Ulster Unionist as well. So it really depends on how much damage those other candidates run in due to the fortunes of Naomi Long and Gavin Robinson. But it very much is viewed that Alliance, after a sort of a bit of dithering, it was announced that Naomi Long was going to be the candidate for Alliance, and there is a sense that perhaps she's the only person with the sort of stature that could sort of knock the DUP out. So it's definitely going to be the one that we're all looking at in the county centre in Belfast on election night, because if the DUP were to lose that seat, it would throw the party into turmoil just because of all of the recent disturbances they've had. And then what would become of Gavin Robinson? Does he become Deputy First Minister? Is that his electoral fortunes over? Is he replaced as leader and so on? So it's definitely alongside Lagan Valley and North Down, the constituencies where it really is a battle between the DUP and the Alliance Party for the seats there.
Right. What kind of a campaign has it been so far? I mean, is that bitterness or how tight it is to be seen out and about in the streets and the rhetoric being used?
Yeah, well, there's only been one televised leaders' debate, and you could very much see that the Alliance leader and the DUP leader were going after each other and trying to highlight their perceived inadequacies. I think something that's quite interesting, though, is that Una got a great range of contributors there whenever she was out on the ground in East Belfast, which shows the range of opinion, even in a constituency that might be viewed as a single identity kind of place. But some of the recent research we've had, for example, a report from Queen's University has indicated that for two-thirds of voters in Northern Ireland, a candidate's stance on the protocol and Windsor framework will be a deciding factor in their voting decision for the upcoming election to Westminster. And we've also had other survey results revealing that, quite surprisingly to me, that Northern Ireland electorate, they hold views that would be considered left-leaning with respect to economic policies and right-leaning with respect to social matters. And they also found the adult population to have quite a inclusivist or welcoming view when it comes to immigration. So that survey presents a picture of public opinion in Northern Ireland that may be different from how the region's perceived. And all of that is in the mix.
And sorry to interrupt, is the stance on Brexit or the Irish Sea border in effect another name for what's been just described as the, you know, the head count in other elections that affect, you know, a marker of identity?
Yes, well, that's always an overarching theme whenever it comes to elections in the North. We know that they're rarely about policy. I think that the post-Brexit trading arrangement is a policy area where people will be considering on how they vote, particularly unionists who are unhappy with the post-Brexit trading arrangements. But we've seen in the past the TUV does get a reasonable turnout, but in our Assembly elections, which are proportional representation, they're not transfer friendly, so their increase in support doesn't necessarily turn into seats. And you know, I don't think there's anybody that thinks that the TUV is going to win a Westminster seat because it's a first past the post type election. However, it will be damaging to the fortunes of other unionists that are standing in the constituency, particularly the DUP.
What's people's view of who wins in Great Britain? Because if Labour wins, they've made noises about having a closer relationship with the European Union, possibly, you know, some kind of a veterinary trade deal, which at least would take the heat out of the sea border. It would take the pressure off the DUP enormously, and yet they wouldn't be seen as in any way allied. You know, paradoxically, I suppose, the outcome of a Labour victory in the constituencies in Great Britain would be a tremendous advantage in dialing down the tensions over the sea border.
I think what a Labour government would do would be refocus the relationship between Dublin and London and refocus the relationship between London and the EU, because it's obviously been deeply damaged over the last 14 years under the Conservative government. I don't think politicians on your side of the border are going to be saying that out loud at the moment, but perhaps on July 5th they may welcome, if it is as expected, a Labour victory, that there'll be a resetting of relationships. Whenever it comes to how parties in the North view the Labour Party, obviously Keir Starmer doesn't hide the fact that he is a unionist, but he does seem more conscious of his role to be a co-guarantor of the Good Friday Agreement and to respect the sort of diversity of views that exist within the North. But we've already heard the parties saying that, you know, once Labour, if they do, which is highly likely, form the next government, that all of the parties want to talk to them about the funding allocation for Northern Ireland. They want to talk to them about the legacy of the past. They want to talk to them about Casement Park, about a whole
About the health service, by the sounds of it, even in that Vox Pop by Una Kelly, it seems to be a big issue.
Yeah, the health service is in a mess. It's, you know, the worst waiting lists in the UK or within Northern Ireland. There's a bit of an issue within the Assembly around the budget issues around the health department. But yes, you know, even as an example, my own mother is paying privately to get a knee operation because she's been told that the waiting list, it will be 6 to 9 years for a partial knee replacement. And at 73, she's just not prepared to do that. So there's a sense as well that we've seen, you know, even Tom Black up in Fox, up in Derry as a GP there, who has now moved to a hybrid model whenever it comes to his GP services. And he said that the reason that he's had to do that after working in that you know, area, which has a lot of social deprivation for over 30 years, is that he wants to maintain his NHS listing and he needs the right sort of income that comes from private to do that. So the health service is massive. But as you said at the start of this, whenever it comes to elections in the North, it is usually around a sort of a head count about what people want for the constitutional future, which I guess is what makes Alliance interesting in the mix, in that they have a range of different people supporting them on that particular issue.
Okay, thanks very much, Amanda Ferguson, for joining on that profile on East Belfast and indeed some of the wider issues in forming the debate. We're going to have a look at the Hill of Ushnagh at the centre of Irish mythology next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.